Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Silver and Black Flashback with your host, author of the Raiders Encyclopedia, Rich Schmelter.
Hey, Raider Nation. Welcome once again to Flashback, a podcast dedicated to the history of pro football's bad boys, our beloved Raiders. I am Rich Schmelter, your host on this journey into Raiders history. Now, at the end of our last visit together, I closed the show with a teaser, and now it is time to explain just what the hell the Oakland Seniors were. Now, April Fool's Day is the International Day of Pranks, the kind of day where you always hear, "Yeah, you got me good with that one," obviously with a false smile. However, 4 days later, "You got me good with that one" was apparently a joke on the newest member of the recently established American Football League. Unfortunately, it did not appear to be a joke, because splattered across the headlines of the April 5th, 1960 edition of the Oakland Tribune, it was proclaimed, "Grind team named Oakland Seniors." Yep, Oakland Seniors. So the story goes that one of the team's founding fathers, Chet Soda, was known to greet people with, "Howdy, senor." It's just a unique way of saying, "Hi, gentlemen." So Soda liked to call people senor. Live and let live, right? Now, to make the public feel like it was involved in the team, a contest to name your football team was conducted by the Oakland Junior Chamber of Commerce in cooperation with the Oakland Tribune. And the winner was to be selected by a group consisting of prominent people from the Oakland Stadium Committee, the president of the Junior Chamber of Commerce, a councilman, the chairman of the Alameda County Board of Supervisors, and care to guess who else? Yep, none other than Chet Soda himself. Guess you know where the next phase of this story is going, right? Apparently, the contest was rigged, which would have marked the first of many controversies involving the Raiders through the years. Anyway, 10,000 entries poured in, with names like Admirals, Lakers, Diablos, Seawolves, Gauchos, and Knights. Now, I have to admit it, Diablos might have been somewhat interesting, but nothing was going to win over Seniors. It was claimed that 7 of the entries were for Seniors, and a Miss Helen Davis, a policewoman assigned to the Juvenile Division of the Oakland Police Department, came out the winner. In her prize-winning letter, she wrote that the Seniors were symbolic of the history and strength of Old World California. It went on to state that Seniors represented the fighting spirit of the first settlers of California. Awesome words that held very true about the history of California. Nothing can ever take away the bravery and determination of those individuals. As the winner, Miss Davis won a trip for two to Acapulco, Mexico. Now, apparently, Acapulco was the place to travel to at this time. If anyone remembers the old game shows from the 60s and 70s, like Hollywood Squares, there was always a trip for two to beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Hell, there were even songs written about it, and even the king of rock and roll himself, Elvis Presley, starred in a movie entitled Fun in Acapulco, along with the incredibly sexy Ursula Andress, "Be Still My Heart." And just a little tidbit, check out the movie and check out Ursula Andress. Trust me, she won't disappoint. Now, Soda threw a nice curve at the festivities by claiming that he would have preferred the name Mavericks. Sure, Mr. Soda. However, that name would have been perfect, because a few years later, one Al Davis, no relation to Helen Davis, the winner of the original contest, came on the scene, and he completely turned a dismal franchise around, and he was referred to as a Maverick many times. I'm getting way ahead of myself here, but I will use the term Mavericks as a lead-in when discussing the incredible career of Al Davis's presence with the Raiders. But for now, it's back to April 1960 in the Oakland Seniors. A cocktail party was held at a hotel, and after the winning entry was announced, in walked a group of guys wearing sombreros and ponchos. Soda even had the bright idea of having a cheerleading squad wearing sombreros and ponchos. Now, in defense of Soda, for one quick moment, our football's fabulous females would have rocked any outfit, even ponchos. All was right with the world for the Oakland Seniors, well, at least for a few days. For that was all it took for a petition to be presented by the Superior Court in and for the county of Alameda, California. Going through all the legal wording in layman's terms, it was felt that the name Seniors would make a ridicule of Oakland in a football community with forceful names like the Bears, Giants, Rams, and Titans. Seniors meant gentlemen, which is a wonderful term to be called on an individual basis, but for a fierce group of football players trying to perform in such a violent contact sport, not so much. However, can you imagine how much cash any original Oakland Seniors merchandise could bring in, if there is any? On April 13th, it was announced that the new name of the team would be the Raiders. Give them a knife and a gun, it was proclaimed in the Oakland Tribune. A very far cry from gentlemen, but more fitting for a team in such a violent contact sport. So back to the prize awards once again. Of the 26 people that had entries of the name the Raiders, it was Kendrick Martin that was selected the new winner of, you guessed it, drum roll please, an all-expense-paid trip for two to beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Yes, Mr. Martin felt the name Raiders would inspire supporters of the team to carry on a fight against opponents. Hell yeah, Kendrick Martin. Those words seemed to make him a visionary about what the Raiders would become in the future. So to Kendrick Martin, wherever you are, thank you for naming our beloved Raiders. And thank you once again for listening to Flashback. And on future shows, I'm going to cover the creation of the team logo, the birth of the Raiderettes, and how Alfred Hitchcock, the legendary director of suspense and horror films, was linked to the Raiders. So until then, love you, Raider Nation!